Bibles, please find the book of Psalms. Brother Scott, that's near the book of Psalms. Psalm 78, and we'll read the first eight verses. Psalm 78, and I'll turn to one other verse when we're finished reading there. You do not have to turn there. Psalm 78. We'll read verses 1 through 8. Please join me on all of the even verses. Give ear, my people, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God. And forget not the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit it was not steadfast with God. I'm going to read Psalm 68, 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah.
Psalm 78, and the truth I'm going to give you tonight, I'm going to be very honest with you. It's a very simple, very basic truth, but one that, honestly, most Christians never achieve. And it's one that every Christian wants to achieve, but they rarely do. And yet it's so simple, so easy. I'm going to talk tonight about how to get blessings every day, or continual blessings. I hear people regularly ask me, "Preacher, it seems like God spoils you. Seems like everywhere you go, God's doing something for you." I'm continually getting blessings from God. I'm not somebody special, though. It seems I get to live, Psalm 68, verse number 19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." I must confess, I'm nothing special. But I've got an amazing truth. Got an amazing God, and I've got an amazing Bible, and I want to share one of the most exciting truths of the Christian life. If you'll listen to me, young people listen to me, old people listen to me. I've been in church my whole life. I spend more time in church than I do anywhere, including home. And I live at church, and I'm not saying anything negative about that, but I've learned something. I used to hear preachers say all the time, "Bless God, you can have blessings, and if you haven't had an answer to prayer today, you're not right with God." And I'm thinking, look, man, I've been praying for months and never saw an answer to prayer. I prayed for years and don't know that I saw an answer to prayer. Well, I can tell you this, I don't go through a day without seeing a blessing from God. Amen. I'm beginning to understand what they did not know how to articulate. And I think I could help you today. I face the same heartaches and burdens that you do. I face the same aches and pains that you feel. I know what it's like to get out of bed and hear every bone in your body start cracking and you start groaning. I know what it's like when you put your foot down on the ground, you're wondering which part's going to hurt worse today. I know that feeling. I know that feeling of, if I could make it to the shower, I might live today. I get it. I really do. I face those things. I face the same pressures you face. I do. I face the same financial pressures you face. I face the same family pressures you face. You say, well, no, you're a preacher. Everybody in your family understands you. Right. God hasn't kept me from any of those things. May I be vain for a second? I face it as a parent. I've got 3 grown children and some grandkids. But I talked to my son in the Air Force, and he's getting ready to go out, and he's not deploying to Disneyland. And he's going into some very serious situations. I remember 2 summers ago when my wife and I were in Hawaii and we were at Pearl Harbor. We went by boat out to the USS Arizona Memorial. And as I started stepping up the steps, I almost couldn't make it up the steps. And I began to weep. And Deb looked at me. She said, "What's wrong?" And I had to keep going because there was people behind me. And I finally got up there. She said, "What's wrong?" And the overwhelming thought of, I hope I never have to come here to visit my son or someplace like this. And the thought of that as a parent just overwhelmed me. And then you get news he's going into harm's way again. Those things don't go away from me either, just so you know. Say, "Preacher, how do you overcome that?" I trust God, and I trust his training. In that order. See, I face those pressures you face. But I've found a secret along the way. It's not really a secret. God put it in here. It's just too many people don't live it. And it's about the secret of getting blessings on a daily or a continual basis. It's not just reserved for preachers. It's not just reserved for who you would call God's pets. God wants everybody to enjoy it. It's one of those truths that motive isn't the issue. A lot of times in the Bible, how you approach God is the issue. This isn't one of those. That means this: you can even get it if you want to satisfy your selfish greed. God will give it to you. But it will tell you, once you get this truth, you won't want to be selfish. It will change your selfishness. And I promise you, if you'll do it, I promise you a life that will become a life where you daily see God bless. I can guarantee it. Not because of me, but because of where it came from. So I want to talk to you tonight about that very truth, getting blessings daily. Number one, are you ready? Ingredient number one to the recipe: I must daily look for the blessings of God. I must look for the daily blessings of God. God provides them daily, but do we even look for them? As you read the Bible, so many times we just read words and we don't think. Remember in the book of Exodus, Moses has been in the backside of the desert watching sheep. And there he looks and sees a bush that is burning. And God says, "Moses." There's a very interesting statement in that chapter in the book of Exodus. Moses says, "I will now turn and see." I have a feeling he saw it before. It implies that it had been there, and he knew it was there, and he knew it was God, and he didn't want to talk to him. I will now turn and see. It was there all the time. But he finally had the courage to go find out what it was. Now let me say something. You want to be blessed every day, but are you looking for the blessing of God every day? God's not necessarily going to bring it by the Amazon delivery person. And even then, you still got to look for it because you're not sure if it's going to be the front door, back door, the side door, the garage, out in the middle of the neighbor's yard. You just never know. But God's not limited to say, okay, it's at your front door, go open it up. No. The Hebrew people in the book of Exodus, God gave them manna from heaven every day. Day by day, they were blessed with food, but they had to go out and get it. But it was there every day. Psalm 78 is much about the Hebrews in that wandering through the wilderness episode. Now, listen to me very carefully here. I want you to notice as we read through Psalm 78, he said, I want you to teach it to your children. And I want you to teach it to your children's children. How God blessed us. How you saw God work every day. He provided your food. He provided your water. He provided everything that you needed day by day. And yet, it said, it might not be as their father, stubborn and rebellious generation. Yeah, God often puts blessings in the mundane everyday life and we pass by. Let me show you what I mean. God blesses us every morning with a sunrise. You look at the calendar that I'll give you from year to year often, and all those pictures I've taken standing right out here on the porch of the church. See, what are those blessings from God? Every last one of them. There's something special about standing out there watching the colors of the sky change, and God says, watch this. There's something, I'm going to say this, almost holy about that moment. The rest of the world's not paying attention. They're driving up and down the road and they're busy about getting their morning going at home and they're making coffee and can't even see out the window yet. They haven't had enough coffee to open their eyeballs. They're not even out of bed yet, whatever the case. And yet, thank God when we stop to take notice says, you got an angle. Let me show you something special here, son. And there's a blessing to it. The other day, my wife and I were going on our weekly date. Got to the end of Weinbrenner on 45 going towards Shepherdstown. My wife said, look, and right across the street on 45, there was a giant bald eagle and a big old sycamore tree. Big old mature eagle. Man, I took a picture of that thing. Guy behind me was honking his horn and flashing his IQ of one. I said, I don't care. I wanted a picture. That was God's blessing that day. There's times where I'll sit at my desk and it's just starting to break light. And I'll say, God, would you let me see a deer today? And I'll walk out to look at the sunrise and there's deer playing all around or walking on the church property or whatever. You say, do you do that every day? No, just when I have my gun. No, I mean, just every once in a while, I just want something, and I'll ask him. I love to see God work. There's days I'll say, God, would you let me help somebody today? And I'll get to the end of the day and look back, and person after person after person after person after person. I said, I only asked for one, but man, am I glad I got blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed. Maybe it's just something so light in interaction. Maybe it's something to work together at work that hasn't been working together. Maybe it's something that finally clicks. Could be as you're out and about in the spring or the summer and you notice a plant that you planted and it's all of a sudden blooming. Ah, that's a blessing from God. If we're not looking for it, we're not going to see it. Because God wraps his blessings plainly in the mundane or the monotony of life. Do you remember in, I think it's Jeremiah or Ezekiel, might be Isaiah, it's one of those three. God's not in the earthquake. God's not in the tornado. He's not in the wind. He's not in the flood. He's in that still, small voice. Well, I'm not saying that you don't see some big things, but may I say something? Your daily blessings aren't going to be an earthquake opening up and it rising up out of the ground. But it still can be a daily blessing. I do not know what the blessing is. So I ask God to show me what it is and to let me know when I see it that day. One of the things I do is I get up in the morning and as I shower, and I'm talking to God as I'm starting my day, I'll say, God, you promised a blessing today. And allow the Holy Spirit, may I be sense enough to the Holy Spirit to when the blessing comes for me to know that it was the one from you. Good. When's the last time you asked the Holy Spirit something like that? Yes, sir. Good. So I've never done it. And you wonder why you don't get a blessing every day. Sometimes we have to ask what that blessing is. Sometimes we don't. About a year or so ago, of course, Michael and Mindy were in Georgia, and when you live that far away from your grandkids and they're little, you wonder if they'll ever know you, other than a few days a year. And as we drove that day, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, would you show me that my grandson still knows me? I jumped out of the truck. Before my foot hit the ground, he and Michael were playing on the side yard. And as all I heard was, Papa! And it looked like a rabbit with his ears peeled back, one running to jump into my arms. Whew, that was my blessing. That was my blessing. You see, I rarely ask God to give me something specific. I like being surprised by God. I don't say, God, you got to give me this today for me to know. Oh, no, no, no. Don't put God on a rope. Don't put God on a leash. Don't limit the Holy One of Israel. Because he's got a lot more to give you than you know how to ask for. I don't order my blessings. God, this is what I've got to have, or you didn't bless me today. You don't order blessings like you would a meal at a restaurant. Maybe you need to take notice of what God wants you to notice and not just what you want. You've heard the old statement, stop and smell the roses, but most of you don't even know where the roses are. Doesn't work for me. I can't smell them anymore. I can look at them, but I can't smell them. But can I tell you something? I can still appreciate the beauty of it. I can still enjoy how my wife enjoys them. I can still enjoy the beauty of a sunset even when I'm colorblind. I think they're beautiful and I don't see it like you see it. I can't imagine what it looks like if you can see color right. God has many ways to provide blessings. So, I want what he wants to give me each day. So I ask the Holy Spirit that when that time comes, that he reminds me, this is that blessing. The other day I said, Lord, would you give me somebody to help today? I've got plenty to do, but would you give me somebody that really needs some help today? I would just like to help somebody for you. And by about noon, matter of fact, it was exactly noon, my phone rang. And it was a preacher out of state. He said, could I ask you some questions and get your help? And the Holy Spirit says, here it is. I said, yep. I was having fun. You say, you mean somebody in need was fun for you? Yeah, it was God's blessing. So, first thing is, I must daily look for the blessings. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times it's in the hidden mundane of everything. Number two. Immediately thank God and praise God for the blessing. Stop immediately and say, God, thank you. Sometimes it might take you a little while because it may be a little bit involved with somebody, but as soon as you can, you get alone with God and say, well, thank you, Lord. What a great blessing. Thank you for answering that prayer request today. God, thank you for blessing. How about you give him credit, just don't put it in your pocket and say, thank you, put it in your bank account and never say anything. Right. How about you decide to do something with it and thank God for it? I had to do some work at the bank the other day for some personal things, and there's a lady at the one bank where I do some business, and the last time I was there, I think it was the 1st of November, her mother was dying. Well, I've done business because of the church and stuff through that bank many a time. And I drove all the way back to the church. I didn't have one of my death booklets with me. I drove clear back out to where her bank was and handed her that book. I haven't seen her since 1st of November. I walked in, I said, and I called her by name, and I said, I'm sure your mama has passed. I said, how you doing? She told me the date when her mom passed. And she said, Pastor, that book you gave me sure helped me. She said, thank you. My dad called me the other day and he said, gave one of your booklets to one of the ladies here that lost a sister. Told me the best thing she ever read helped her so much. Can I tell you something? Those are blessings. Those are things you stop and thank God for. If he gave it to you, how about you give him the credit? Good. Do you know, you would be upset with your children if somebody gave your children something and they didn't tell that person thank you. You would correct them. Then how about you let the preacher correct you for a second, and why don't you take time to thank God for what he gives you? By the way, this point is the key to him blessing you again. Because if you don't take time to give God credit, and you don't take time to give God praise for what he gave you this time, why would he want to give it to you again? God wants this time, he blessed you, so you would take time to thank him. Now everybody listen to me, boys and girls listen to me. When somebody does something nice to you, thank them. You want to be taken care of in a nice way, then why don't you say thank you sincerely? Maybe it'll happen again. Amen. But if you act like an ingrate, well, I expected it anyway, ooh, you're less apt to get it again. Yes. Right. He gave you the blessing so that you would take time to spend with him. And if you would take a little extra time and love on God and thank God and praise God a little bit for just something so little, he might say, wow, I enjoyed that time. I'll try that again. Because you stop and take time and spend time with God, he's more likely to do it again because he made you to spend time with you. God longs to spend time with you. God does not want you to treat him like a genie in the bottle and you rub it and say, this is what I want. And after he gives you what you want, put him back in the bottle and close the lid until you need him again. God wants you to take time and thank him and praise him for the blessings that you had today. Amen. And that time is so important. Look at Psalm 78 again. We didn't read these verses, but look at verse number 35. And they remembered that God was their rock. Oh, do you remember what rock that was? Do you remember the rock at Horeb that Moses struck with his staff and the water came out and gave them water? It wasn't just a place of protection, it was a place of life-giving water. And they remembered God was their rock. That refreshing water. And their high God. And their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. Yeah, because a little while later, they make a golden calf and rip their clothes off and start dancing to rock music. Now they remembered what God did. They flattered him with words, and yet, in their heart, they turned on him. Make sure you're sincere with God. Don't try to flatter God and he gives you a blessing and say, oh God, you're great, then go out and live like a creep. Live like God blessed you. Everybody doing okay?
Yes, sir.
So, number one, I must daily look for the blessing. Number two, immediately thank God and praise God for that blessing and spend time with God because of it. Number three. This is where you get to graduate level. Share your blessing with others. Share the fact that God blessed you with others. That picture of that bald eagle I shared with several people, one of which was a preacher friend of mine in Texas. That day, he sent back word after I shared it with him, and he said, and it's not a direct quote, but very close, he said, I'm so glad that Brother Bush is my friend because he shares the blessings of God with me and I get to enjoy the blessings of God that are on him. Amen. Good. Amen. I was walking in the woods that day and I scratched this sermon outline down. And I said, that's the answer to the rest of the recipe. I look for it, I thank God for it, then I share with others how good God's been, amen. And they get to enjoy God's blessing. You see, not only should you enjoy the blessing of God, but share that blessing with somebody else. Tell others about the blessing God gave you. Now, let me say this. Now others can praise God for what he's done for you as well. Not in such a way to where you say, look what God did for me and not for you. I'm not talking about being braggadocious. I'm talking about sincerely, look what God showed me. Look what God did. Shoot, Brother Scott, Chadle and I, every once in a while, we share sunrise pictures back and forth. He'll send me one driving to Frederick. He said, this is calendar worthy, preacher. I love that. See, what is that? Sharing a blessing. Yes, sir. I love those kinds of things. You say, why? Because we've thanked God for something that he gave us, and we're sharing it with somebody else so they can thank God for it. Watch this. It's one thing for God to bless me and me to spend time with him and him to enjoy the fact that I've spent time with him. But after I've spent time with him and thanked him for it, and then I tell Brother Kevin, and then I tell Brother Paul, and then I tell Brother Steve, then I tell Brother Jim, then I tell Miss Joan, and I keep telling folks about it, and they begin to thank God for it. Guess what? God gets even more blessings. And because of that, God says, I blessed him once, and I got to spend time with him. Then he told so many other people, and I got to spend time with several of my other kids. I could bless him again and see how this thing goes again. That's good. See, we get so selfish, we just want to add it to the collection. Yeah. We want to put it on the shelf and say, there it is. No, how about you take time and thank God for it, praise him for it, and then tell somebody else about it. That's good. Make sure you praise your praises for God and not for about how good you are to get it. Look what God gave me. Look how good I've been. Oh, no, 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 no. Look how good God is. Look how wonderful he is. Look at how great and mighty and powerful he is. Turn to Psalm 96 for a moment. Psalm 96. Just a few pages over. Look at verse number 3. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all the people. Do you know I've been out in the world and thank God for something he did for me? And people are going, For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Amen. Shoot, I've been somewhere and decided I was traveling or something, need a coffee and go to Sheets or something. And all of a sudden the lady says, well, you got enough points, you want it for free? Yes, ma'am, praise God. Free is my favorite word, amen. I didn't even know I had enough points for it. Didn't know I was getting points for it, but you're going to give it to me? I'll take it. I went into Sheets one time and they said, well, it's National Coffee Day. Coffee's free today. Yeah. And I thought, how come I didn't know about this before? I was over there filling them up, amen. Guy said, man, you look awful happy. I said, free coffee. I said, that's enough praise God for right there. He just looked at me. I thought, you know, I'm glad I'm saved on my way to heaven. I can enjoy a cup of coffee from God. Look at Psalm 98, verse number 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him victory. Oh, sing unto the Lord. Maybe after God's done something for you and shared it with somebody, how about you sing some praises back to God? Look at Psalm 103, verse number 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healed all thy diseases. Wow. How about we get into this and we start praising God and thanking for all these done, not just the one he did today. And then you start listening them out and really getting a spell. Amen. Got here early this morning. I was making sure things were ready. And as I walked through the building, the tears began to flow. I said, God, you're mighty good. I remember when where I'm standing was full of poison sumac. Old, gnarly and nasty. Now, boys and girls are going to sit back here and sing and praise God and learn the Bible and get taught the Word of God today. as I stood in each of the Sunday school classes and prayed for them. I don't know about you, but it doesn't take long for me to get blessed. And I began to sing to God, and thank God I was the only one here. And he said, make a joyful noise, and that's all it was. But we were having a good time. Think about it. It was a cruddy day today. Rednecks don't come out when they say we're supposed to have 16 inches of rain or snow and ice. And I kept saying it's just rain. And we weren't going to have much snow. And God was right. And so was I. Amen. But may I say something? I knew it was going to be a tough day. And yet God gave us 9 visitors this morning. And there was 3 older folks sat back there. And they came out and he said, reason we came, he said, last Saturday, one of your young men, he said, matter of fact, that one was one of the Floyd boys, hand me a track at Wise Supermarket. He said, gave me this card, had some ugly old guy's face on it. I said, that's me. And he kind of punched me. He said, I like it here. Wait a second. You talk about a blessing. A teenager giving out a gospel tract and had 3 visitors in church today from last week. Now, if that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. That excites me. So, you look for it, immediately thank and praise God for it, and share your blessings with others. Number 4. God loves making us happy, and God loves being praised so much that if we do it this way, he'll bless us again tomorrow. You know, if you take the blessings of today and thank him for it and share it, he loves that time with you and the time with those with whom you shared it, to spend time with him, that maybe he'll do it again tomorrow. Now, let me help you with being one of those friends with whom a blessing is shared. How about you sincerely thank God for what God did for that person and not look at him and say, how come he didn't do it for me? Yeah. You selfish ingrate. You don't deserve to be blessed. Yeah. I have a preacher told me about a preacher that I know. They just built a $2.1 million building complex. Moved into it, and 2 weeks later it was paid for. He said, wow, you know what? I could get excited about that. Yes. I don't look at God and say, how come he didn't do that for me? Say, why? Because I never want to get to the place where I don't need God. I also wouldn't do it the way he did it. Doesn't mean he was wrong. But at the same time, we had 9 visitors today. Had a couple get saved. Had people saved out soul winning yesterday. Maybe God's still blessing, huh? God loves spending time with us. God loves doing things for us. You know, when you love somebody, you don't mind doing things for them. It doesn't have to be a special day. You just do something for them. God loves us. God loves when we share blessing with others, and he gets praise from the others that we shared it with. Right. And God enjoys giving blessings. Psalm 68:19 again. That the Lord daily loadeth us with benefits. So, if we look for it, we praise him for it, we share it with others, he's more likely to do it again. In other words, once you get it, and you've praised him for it and spent time with him, and you've shared it with others, rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat, and do it again. And guess what? I promise you, that little outline right there, You want to start seeing God bless you every day? You'll follow that, even if you're so selfish that you want to have it just because you want it. By the time you get done spending time with God and sharing it with others, you'll not want to be so selfish. Because the point is God, not what you got. It's not the trinket on the shelf, it's the time with the guy that gave it. I got to tell this one story and I'm done. When I was in Bible college, anytime I could, I walked down the hallway where Brother Hyle's office was at the church. You say, why? I was just hoping one day that door would open up and I'd get to say hello to him. I think twice in the whole time I was a college student, I walked by there and that door opened up and fear ran down my spine. I couldn't even get the words hello out. Then I remember the day when he asked me to work for him. I never walked into that building without walking by his office. Never. If I knew he was there or not, I'd walk by his office. Made a promise to God that I wouldn't ever leave his presence without saying, preacher, I love you. On late January of 2001, it was a Friday morning, we had our 8 o'clock prayer time in his office, all of us staff. I had to ask him a question. He asked me to stay and see him first. I noticed he was struggling just a bit, and I said, preacher, do you need something? He said, Brother Craig, he said, I think I strained my back. He said, could you help me get my briefcase up here? I said, yes, sir. Now, his briefcase was like most people's suitcases, your lady's suitcases. It was loaded. I picked it up, put it on the desk. I said, what else do you need? He said, oh, nothing. He said, I'll get it. I said, no, preacher. I got this pile that needs to move. And I moved a couple piles of papers for him. He began to ask me what I needed, and I told him. And as I normally did, I was done, and I said, preacher, I love you. I turned. I took about a step and a half, and before my foot hit the ground the second time, he said, Brother Craig, I turned around. And he said, I love you too, son. And I love you like a son. Whew. Those are the last words I ever heard him speak. So you see, on Monday night or Tuesday of the same week, he had a heart attack in Mexico. Preached Tuesday night, flew back, preached college on Wednesday, preached Wednesday night church, worked Thursday, worked Friday morning, and had a major heart attack. 2 hours later, he would leave the office and go to home, and they would take him to the doctor and find out that they rushed him to the hospital, and we never saw him again. Within a week, had open heart surgery and died the next day on February 6th. I remember walking by his office the day he died. Knowing that door would never open again with him behind it. I put my hand on that door. Nobody else was around. And I said, at least he knew I loved him. Let me ask you a question. Does God know that? Does God know that? Does God know that you love him? Do you long to get close enough to him so that you can get a blessing every day? Just so you can spend time with him? It sure is fun, let me tell you. Who daily loadeth us with benefits. Every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm done. It's a simple little outline. It's a simple little truth, but boy, do we not take time to do it. But I'll promise you, based on the authority of the Word of God, that if you'll do it, God will bless you every day. Every day. Do you want to see God bless you every day.